Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 10, we head to central London's Euston Road to visit the British Library. Back in 2014, when the library received its Grade 1 listing, meaning it's protected from anyone who wants to tinker with it, it caused quite a chatter and surprise among those who remember its rocky path to being built. Our guide for today is Monocle's edits editor, Josh Fennett.
Libraries aren't renowned for provoking chatter, but the British Library, perched on busy Euston Road in central London, is a notable exception. That's not to say the blocky postbox red behemoth isn't accustomed to crowds. In fact, more than 1.6 million visitors passed through last year. So it's the building's form, not its function, that's courted controversy over the past few decades. And today, it's still not to everyone's taste. Vitriol aside, in 2014, it was announced that the structure will receive Grade 1 listing, the highest billing a building can be bestowed for its architectural and historical significance. This recognition may be a surprise to those who remember the library's rocky path, through conception to execution. Built by Sir Colin St John Wilson and his partner MJ Long, amongst many others, the ground was first broken on the site on Euston Road in 1982, but dragged on acrimoniously until 1998. Spiralling costs, political wrangles, and a lot of bad press led many to label the project one of the 20th century's most controversial and ill-received buildings. This said, today, it's a testament to both the quality of the materials used, and it's finally garnering some long-awaited appreciation. Huddled around a sculpture-filled piazza, the hulking structure that sits over a capacious but unseen basement is clad with handmade reddish bricks from Leicestershire that match the Victorian grandeur of St Pancras Station, a rail hub just to the building's east. Despite its postmodern form, the feeling inside is one of permanence and sturdiness. Travertine floors and wall finishes are paired with Portland Whitbeck and Purbeck limestone, and granite-accented white American oak flourishes inside. Even the staunchest of its detractors should be swayed by the confidence and solidity of the building. The British Library isn't just an architectural gem, it's a useful and much-used one too. Visitor numbers are steadily increasing, and inside there are 150 million books, objects and recordings, from Beatles lyrics to books passed to the British Library in 1757 by King George II. The inventory within its red walls swells by 1.5 million items each year. It's sadly too late to console the building's architect, Sir Colin St John Wilson, who was pilloried for the avant-garde project and died sadly in 2007 without any of the acclaim his work merited. It's odd to think that the library's short history reads as dramatically as the novels on its well-stocked shelves. Bitterly decried, but eventually built, ostracised, then eventually accepted, its protagonist has been a polarising one. The about-turn in perceptions, however, goes to show the value of function over form, a merit that outweighs the aesthetic quibbles of those who insisted that the project should have been shelved.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Josh Fennett for today's episode, and remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.